Here's Shelley Fraser-Mickle remembering for us.
In the summer of 1953, when I was 9 years old, a circus set up its tents 30 miles from the cotton town where I was growing up. Overnight posters appeared on our telephone poles, and sometimes flyers caught the November breezes and flew around town. As the kids in my neighborhood and I walked to school, we studied the pictures of elephants wearing ballerina skirts and a man driving a motorcycle on a tightrope. But what really caught our attention was the advertisement about the sideshow where one could see an alligator man and a two-headed calf. Lois Walker said her father was willing to drive 5 of us to the circus, and that over the next week, she would choose which 5 of us could go with her. Suddenly, Lois Walker was the most popular girl in town. But after she announced that I was one of the chosen ones, I started having nightmares about the alligator man. Apparently, I wasn't the only one, because suddenly all 5 of us could talk about nothing else but the alligator man and how neat it was going to be to see him. Over the next few weeks, we worked ourselves into a frenzy. The alligator man haunted our dreams and lived under our beds, and none of us would admit we never wanted to lay eyes on him, yet we all said we couldn't wait. 2 days before the circus, I took a shortcut home from school. As I passed by Mr. Taylor's house, who was the mayor, he called to me. "I thought you might want these," he said. Someone from the circus brought them to my office. He held out 6 backstage passes to meet the alligator man. I walked home, holding the tickets in front of me, knowing they could make me the most popular girl who had ever lived. But instead, I went next door and put them in the mailbox for Ruth Ann Tetwiler to find. She had not been invited to go and had been moping around for weeks. The next day at recess, Ruth Ann walked up to Lois and held up the backstage passes to meet the alligator man and said, "Look what I've got." Needless to say, Lois Walker invited Ruth Ann Tetwiler to join the group of us, and the next day we headed off to the circus. Maybe my giving the backstage passes to Ruth Ann could be said to be a random act of kindness, but the real kindness was when Ruth Ann led us backstage and bravely reached out to pinch the bumpy, green hide of the alligator man and said, "See, he's only rubber."